from KQED.
A study out today from UC Davis reveals new evidence that pesticide exposure is associated with autism. Researchers tracked pesticide applications on farms in the Central Valley, near Sacramento, and the Bay Area, and matched that to the addresses of about 1,000 women who lived nearby when they were pregnant. The California Report's health reporter April Domboski explains what they found.
Pregnant women living within a mile of fields where pesticides were applied faced almost double the risk of having a baby who developed autism compared to women who lived more than a mile away. And that's according to a new study by UC Davis researchers published today in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. Lead author Irva Hertz-Picciotto says these findings are concerning in light of how prevalent pesticides are in daily life.
The fetus tends to be vulnerable to certain kinds of insults. And pesticides may be one of those sets of chemicals that we need to be particularly careful about.
Studies linking autism with pesticide use are new and not wholly accepted within scientific circles. Claire Thorpe is a scientist with Crop Life America, a trade association for pesticide producers. She says this kind of geographic-based research is limited. Just because women lived near fields where pesticides were used doesn't mean they were actually exposed to the compounds.
The people who are at these addresses, they're not always going to be standing out in their garden. They're going to be inside the house, or they might be at work, or they could be in the grocery store.
Both scientists agree that more research is needed to fully understand the potential link between pesticides and autism. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.